You're with Bruce Whitfield on 702.
702.
It's been a heck of a week, Patrick Matidi, the head of equities at Aluwani Capital Partners. Have you aged?
Good evening, Bruce, and a good evening to listeners. Absolutely, I do feel I have lost, you know, a few of my useful lives that are still remaining. It was indeed a very, very volatile. I guess, you know, we did see the risks, but as often, you know, when the, you know, the tire hits the tarmac, you know, that's when reality hits. And I think what we saw yesterday was indeed that reality that, you know, we may have, you know, a risk, you know, in our midst here, in the form of a vacuum when it comes to the leadership in the country.
Yeah, I mean, again, and it's almost like South Africa's almost on some sort of global watch list of negativity. The moment any bad news happens, there is a disproportionate response. Some, maybe, you know, we saw it happen in the UK earlier this year, of course. The UK, when it came out with crackpot economics as an idea as to how to grow the economy, markets were very quick and very brutal as well. And, you know, we haven't been as proactive in dealing with our issues domestically, but this isn't necessarily something that just affects South Africa. The politics of crazy at the upper ends of the political elites and echelons do unfortunately have economic consequences and knock-ons.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're sort of living in an integrated world where, you know, financial markets are linked to the real economy and are linked to policy, which ultimately is driven by the those in government. So anything there that presents any uncertainty from a policy point of view, from a continuity point of view, you know, you tend to see that getting reflected almost immediately in financial market reactions.
Okay, so talk to me, please, about the decision by Premier Foods. Now, Premier is owned, of course, by Brait, and Brait was planning to list Premier Foods on the Premier on the JSE later on this month, and they've withdrawn it. I mean, just, you know, yesterday's volatility in the markets was enough to scare the living donuts out of them.
Yeah, it would appear so. I mean, we woke up to that announcement. You know, they had been doing the rounds and meeting investors and presenting their story and the rationale for listing. So, you know, it's a bit of a good story if you look at you know, the business and the profile in terms of the assets that they hold. Obviously, that's going to depend on the pricing ultimately. But I guess, you know, with the volatility that came through yesterday, you know, they said that, you know, they're not comfortable that, you know, the listing will be favorable, meaning that it's likely that people will shun it and just focus on negativity and therefore will not likely get the right value that they are seeking because they are looking to raise capital and pay off debt. So on the back of those concerns, they announced that they will be, you know, I guess, postponing, hopefully to a time and date when there is relative calm back in the market.
Yeah, it's so frustrating and so disappointing, isn't it? I mean, that the stupidity and the short-termness of politics gets in the way. But today's activity was quite interesting. The Rand recovered a little bit of yesterday's huge losses as the ANC decided not to go for a knee-jerk reaction. Sam Mkokeli is saying that Cyril wants to go and he's being held hostage by people with vested interests wanting to keep their jobs. Goodness knows what the truth is within the corridors of the ANC. But you almost wanted to get over and done with as quickly as possible, don't you, Patrick? I mean, just to let's get whatever the uncertainty is, let's make it certain.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you could see it in today's market reaction. So at an index level, you know, it does hide quite a few cracks, but as soon as we start to scratch through and actually peel and then go into some of the indices, you could see that in the financials that were lowered yesterday, about 9% on average, not fully recovering, only about 2% up today. And then on the resources side, in a bit of profit taking given yesterday's a rally. So the market is down about 1% this morning or today compared to about 0.5% yesterday. But the uncertainty, I think, is still, you know, at the end of the game where, you know, people are just saying, look, you know, whatever the case is, let's see who else comes in. And then hopefully, you know, see if there's any continuity in terms of what the current president stands for. And hopefully, you know, restore some certainty back into financial markets.
It was interesting today to see Enoch Godongwana talking and saying, you know, there's a 10% chance of Cyril Ramaphosa going. And even if he does go, it's going to have no impact on economic policy. That's probably wishful thinking, isn't it? Because, I mean, yes, the ANC at its economic policy conferences determine policy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But, I mean, leadership from the top certainly has a direct impact as to how and if policy is implemented and if so, how.
And absolutely, absolutely. I think that that's the key issues that the markets are worried about. You know, whoever comes in, what will be the tone? And we kind of know the policies of the MC, but the key issues always around implementation. So to what extent will they implement it, what pace, and all those kind of factors. And, you know, if as and when they implement, you know, the implication of the fiscals and affordability and all that goes with it. So I wouldn't say that, you know, to be seamless. I think there will need to be some, recalibration back into what the markets have been used to. And to the extent that there are differences, which is most likely, then you should see that, you know, reflected in the share prices going forward.
Patrick Matidi, thank you. The head of equities at Aluwani Capital Partners.